Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Thornton.
Hi, is this Dwayne?
Nah, this is Alfred.
Oh, Mr. Alfred. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
My name is Nina Knight, and I'm the supervisor here at Family First. And the intake department had contacted me due to the caregiver was asking questions, and you was concerned about how our EVV procedures and policies are.
Right.
Okay, so there's only three ways that we connect with the insurance on verification of services. One is the client would have to have a landline wired in the home or a fob device, which is a device that you will just place in your home and the caregiver will call in on any phone system to clock in and out with a series of numbers. The only other option is the HHA app, which the caregiver needs to download on the phone. The reason why the state...
Well, that's what I'm using right now, HHH.
So you're using the HHA Exchange app?
Right now.
Let me see, because I'm not seeing anything. Now,
well, when you said, in the morning, when he gets here at 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I call a number, I put in a code, they say call registered.
Okay, so
when he
question.
Leaves, I do the exact same thing. They ask, well, they don't ask anything because it's an automated system.
Right.
But when I call back, they say, you know, the different things that he did. I punch in the numbers of what he did. Hang up, call, I mean, and then they say call registered, and that's it. I'm
okay.
done.
Now, question. When you're calling in and doing that, is that on a cell phone or a registered landline?
No. It's on a cell phone. I don't
that's
have a registered landline.
So the problem is the reason why it's not going through because the state took cell phones away from an actual EVV clock in and out way.
Well, I don't know who took it from whatever, but mine seems to work every day.
No, it's not registering at all because it's registered as a cell phone, the state took that away. They don't allow us to connect EVVs with a cell phone.
Well, when he gets paid every week, something's got to be going on.
Right, but because he's getting paid every week, these are unverified visits because he's using a cell phone. So
well, he's not using anything. I'm the one that's using it because I'm the one that clocked him in and out.
But you got to understand that's not your job to do that. He's the employee. He's the one that's supposed to do that on his
own. Nah, no, well, I wouldn't do it any other way. I just wouldn't.
So the problem is the cell phone can't be used anymore.
Right. Okay.
So
well what you're telling me, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Now, he can still use the cell phone if you would be opt into a fob device, which is like a small device. It's like the size of a watch. And you would just connect it to anything in your home that is stable and stationed and can be moved.
Right. So you're saying, in essence, that I can only clock in and out from my residence.
Right, but the fob device will allow you to do that on the cell phone.
Well, that's not going to happen. What you're telling me is that, in order for him or me to clock in and out, I got to be home.
You have to. All service must start and stop in the home.
Supposing, now, this is hypothetical.
No.
Supposing I was in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do, run home in order to clock out?
Let me explain to you how that works, okay?
If
your schedule starts at 8 o'clock, and say you have an 8 o'clock doctor's appointment, that means your caregiver needs to clock in 7 a.m. or 7:30 to get you to your appointment by 8 o'clock, okay?
Right.
Now,
right.
Say if your service is until 5 p.m., if you both are not home, which is fine, you have up until midnight to clock out. So you don't necessarily
have to clock out at
5.
This is all hypothetical. Mm-hmm. But supposing I'm feeling okay, I'm down in Atlantic City, I get a room for free, which I do. I can't stay overnight because I have to come back home and clock out.
Nope.
I can't clock out from Atlantic City.
Listen, you are entitled to go to and from as you please. The thing is, all you have to do is just contact your coordinator and let your coordinator know that
That's too much. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate your time, but that's just too complicated, and I'm not going to get mixed up in anything like that. If I could call as I'm doing now, fine. But other than that, all we're doing, and I do appreciate your time, but we're just wasting each other's time because that's not going to happen. I'm never going to put myself in a position that I have to be here or have to be back at a certain time in order to ring in or out. Not going to happen.
The problem is all services must start and stop in the home.
I understand that.
If your caregiver wants to clock in anywhere you guys go, then you can be at danger of losing your services because, therefore, you have services for transportation, like you're out and about. So you're not being services at the home. So that can be a potential issue.
Right.
Because we have to report that to the service coordinator.
Right, I understand. But it's like I said, the complication is too much. And like I said, don't misunderstand me. I do appreciate your time, but that's just not going to happen. So like I said again, I have a nurse here right now. She's changing the bandage on my leg. I had an operation not long ago. Mm-hmm. So let me get finished with her and, perhaps we'll talk around the first of the year because I'm going to stay where I'm at right now.
Okay, so I just want you to know I have to report this to the service coordinator, okay?
Of course, whatever.
All right.
Okay.